Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
GS on Camo X, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Our pal attorney, Brad Young, joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So before we get into the Supreme Court and Clarence Thomas, can I tell you about my traffic accident?
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
So quickly, because I told it at the beginning of the show, on Thursday evening, driving home on Highway 40, idling in stop-and-go traffic, a bumperless license plate less, it's now looking like insurance-less person hit me going about 50 miles an hour and did $15,000 of damage to my Jeep. They filed a claim against me with my insurance, which is hilarious. But I just spoke to her quote-unquote insurance agent, and he said, look, we won't know for a week, but 95% chance she's not insured with us. I think she gave you and the cops a bogus insurance card.
Shocking.
Shocking. Yeah.
Well, this is a great teachable moment here.
Yes.
because I tell this to people all the time. The cheapest insurance you'll ever buy is what's called uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage and MedPay. It costs like dollars, not even tens or hundreds of dollars. It's like dollars on your insurance, and it protects you when somebody hits you like this and they don't have insurance. Then you can go out and get medical care. You don't have to worry about deductibles or copays or any of that stuff. And it covers your car repairs. And it's insurance that you buy for your own protection as opposed to liability coverage, which covers other people's protection.
You know, what sucks, though, is that my premiums will go up even though I did absolutely nothing wrong and had under and uninsured coverage.
Yeah, that's true. Your premiums will go up, not a whole lot because you aren't at fault. So in that computer matrix that Keanu Reeves has designed for insurance companies, it's not going to go up a lot, but it will go up.
I feel like if you have an accident and you're driving around uninsured, you should do some jail time.
Well, yeah, because you have literally violated the law, and the person that hit you, if you've got, you know, if it's real information and not bogus, that should be reported. I don't know if the cops showed up to your accident or not.
Yeah,
but they did. If it turned, they did good. So they had to get the actual info, and if it turns out this person did not have insurance, I think you should follow up with the police department.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I mean, I'm just so pissed. It's just like, you know,
yeah, sure.
It's that feeling you have when you are a solid citizen who pays their taxes and dots the I's and crosses the T's and makes sure everyone's this and everyone's that. And then just this renegade out there driving around with absolutely zero coverage, running into the back of people 50 miles an hour.
That's why insurance companies sell some of these $20,000 policies, which are really a joke anyway, but they sell these $20,000 policies and they sell them on a month-to-month basis. Meaning what always happens is that the deadbeats pay for the insurance for 1 month long enough just to go get their driver's license renewed or their plates renewed. And then once they do that, they just cancel the insurance.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
So on the Supreme Court watch, I read an article. Well, I read the headline because you read the articles, so I don't have to. But it said that Justice Clarence Thomas, who's always a bit of a wild card, said something to the effect that precedent was not gospel when it comes to the upcoming cases, including gay marriage.
Well, he's technically correct. And let me kind of give you a quick overview as to what that means. There is no such thing, and that's what always frustrated me whenever they'd have these hearings where during the hearings for the Supreme Court, Congress would say, do you agree this is a super precedent or something? And they tried to put adjectives on it, like Roe versus Wade, that it can't be overturned. And there is no Supreme Court case that cannot be overturned, reversed, revised, edited, whatever you want to say. And the greatest example of this is way back in the late 1800s, Plessy versus Ferguson was a case that said it's constitutional essentially to have separate but equal, which really was a legal discrimination against blacks to say separate but equal, because it was always separate, but it was never equal. And so it took like 50 years later until the early 1950s that the Supreme Court issued Brown versus Board of Education, which said, no, that's just legalized discrimination. You can't do that. And so there's always been a mechanism to reverse prior Supreme Court cases. Roe versus Wade is one of the greatest examples. If you ask legal scholars, even liberal ones, Roe versus Wade was a terrible decision. It wasn't based on anything. It was completely created out of whole cloth without any really foundation legally or constitutionally. And so the court later said that's bad law. So yes, Thomas is correct. You can, but there is there's an unwritten rule that says you shouldn't do it within a few years of the case being decided. You know, it takes an effort of time to realize that, yeah, we screwed that one up. We shouldn't have decided it that way. And the gay marriage case was only decided like 10 years ago now. So that, I think, would be a little short in time.
So I don't expect you to give me a chapter and verse, but remind us, as my understanding was talking about privacy rights are different with abortion and gay marriage and so forth and so on.
Yeah, under abortion and even the gay rights was a separate issue. The abortion issue came from a mental gymnastics extrapolation of the Fourth Amendment saying that you are secure in your homes. If you're secure in your home, then you're secure in your family, and you're secure in your body. So therefore, you cannot prohibit an abortion. I mean, that's a big leap. When it comes to the gay marriage issue, though, that's really under the equal protection laws, because equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment, because under that, all people are entitled to the same application of the laws. And if the laws allow a man and a woman to get married, then it should also allow a man and a man or a woman and a woman to get married. Otherwise, you're violating the equal protection clause. That's the basis of the gay marriage ruling.
Do you see chinks in it? You know, places where you could wedge something in and get it overturned legally?
Boy, I don't. And I'll tell you why. There's also in the Constitution something called the Full Faith and Credit Clause. And what that says is if one state allows marriage, then all states have to recognize that. So, for example, if the Supreme Court would overturn the gay marriage case and say that states can make their own decisions, then if Massachusetts, or even let's use Illinois since it's next door, if Illinois said, yeah, we recognize gay marriage, then you could go to Illinois, get married, come to Missouri, and constitutionally Missouri would be required to honor that recognition under Illinois law under the full faith and credit clause. So either way you go about it, I think it's very difficult to overturn that case.
Questions, anybody? Comments?
I mean, it's just so interesting to hear that, you know, these cases don't, you know, they're not like permanent. And it makes you wonder, I mean, I guess the answer to this, Brad, would be the Constitution itself. But like, what can we base American values on if we can't look at these prior cases and say like, OK, well, this is settled. I guess we just have to keep going back to that original text.
Right. And the idea is that let's say, for example, Rachel, if we took the opposite, take this hypothetical and said every Supreme Court case once decided is fixed in stone. Mm-hmm. Well, then at this point, we would have legalized discrimination because Plessy versus Ferguson said it was OK to discriminate against blacks on separate but equal. And so there has to be a mechanism where precedent is recognized as being authoritative, but not permanent, and can never be touched. And that's really the kind of gray area that we're in. So when Justice Thomas says it's not gospel, I think what he's saying is that we can go back and revisit these things because they're not necessarily set in stone, but they are authoritative.
That's why it's so valuable to talk to Brad, because if you do just read the headline, it's like, that Clarence Thomas, there he goes again. And it's like, well, it turns out he's making a pretty decent point there.
It's just, I'm just fascinating to me about, though, like, you're making the changes, but in one case, using discrimination of somebody based on race or religion or whatever, like you can see clearly somebody's being harmed, right? Like if we're discriminating against a group of people, you're discriminating against black people, you're discriminating against a certain religious group. That group can be harmed. What cause or standing is there to change something like gay marriage that has nothing to do with anybody who isn't gay and married?
That's a great point. And where that would come up, I think, would be if, for example, what would happen if hypothetically three people said, we want to get married. Three men say, we want to get married. Right now, marriage is between two people. So if three people say they want to get married, then you open up this entire Pandora's box as to what legally does marriage mean, and is it limited? I can even foresee in the future someone saying, I want to marry an AI chatbot. Okay, we've fallen in love. We love each other. I want to marry this AI chatbot. You know, at what point, every point in time, that's going to have to come up because the state of whatever is going to say, hey, pal, you can't marry your computer, okay? You can't do that. And then when it goes up to the courts, it's going to cause that reevaluation. So there could be a situation where there is a harm that's being complained of to the court. But one more thing, though, on that, Wheels, is that also every time there's a harm, every time someone is harmed, the law doesn't guarantee a remedy. I mean, there are lots of times where people are harmed and you're not necessarily promised or guaranteed to have a remedy from that harm. It's only if that remedy is legally allowed under the legal system. There's no common law right to say, you've hurt me, I get damages for that. It has to be grounded in the legal system.
All right, buddy, we appreciate it. Thank you, Brad.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, quick break, right back, DGS. Yes, Dave Murray coming up at the bottom of the hour. We can tell his story about falling and how he's doing.
Man.
Rough week for the DGS.
I know. What the heck?
I don't know. Look out, you guys.
Rough weekend for the Daves.
Yeah. Yeah. Rach, you want to talk about the Saudi Comedy Fest, which is already just kind of a weird sentence?
Yeah. I have this pulled up right here. There's going to be a Saudi government-backed comedy festival, and several top comedians like Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., Bill Burr, Pete Davidson, who lost his father on 9/11, will all be performing at this comedy festival. They're all being paid huge paychecks, reportedly, sometimes more than $1 million to do a set. I guess my question for you guys is, if you were staring down the $1 million offer from the Saudis for an hour of work, what do you think you would do?
All I can say is I would like to think I would say no. I've never been offered that much money to do anything. Quite a few of those names, I don't know them personally, but I know of them and respect them. I'm really curious to see what Bill Burr has to say.
Yeah, that one surprised me.
Me too.
Yeah. Because he's like a not good, he's not, I don't make excuses for anybody kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Bill, if I'm sitting here today, $1 million changes everything, I'd probably take it. If I'm Bill Burr and I'm worth $20, $25 million and I have a super successful career and I'm in movies and I can do stand-up specials left and right, I would love to think I'd turn it down. Same thing I said about the LIV Golf Tour. Like, if you're a somebody that hasn't made any money and you're throwing a bunch of guaranteed money, I totally get it, right? You're trying to secure your future. But if you're Phil Mickelson, you're never going to be broke. You're rich forever based on what you've already done. Why would you take the money?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing to say that there's a sliding scale, but I think there is.
There's one comedian I see on TikTok all the time. I apologize. I don't know his first name. I believe his last name is Patel. Very funny. Crowd work kind of guy. And he said yes and then said no. Hmm. And then he did a TikTok on why. And it was basically that. Like, you know, I got dollar signs in my eyes, but the more I thought about it, he said, I'm going to have to do 40 gigs. 40 extra gigs I wasn't planning to make up that money. But good for him.
That's an interesting way to put it. Like, you're not losing the money by turning it down. That you didn't have to then go write a $1 million check. Yeah. You know, like, so to be like, now I got to do 40. Okay. I get the point you're making, but I don't think it's. It's just an interesting way to put it to me.
Yeah, no, that is a strange way to put it. Again, since you're not having to pay them, you know, $2 million if you don't, you know what I mean?
The Pete Davidson thing is the Pete Davidson surprised me the most. Not because I look at him as like some moral person who would never do such a thing, but it's like you got kind of a as direct of a connection to not wanting to do something like this as a person can have.
This is not his first time doing it, though.
Really?
Yeah. This is not like the first annual Riyadh Comedy Festival. There have been other ones in the past, and he has done them before.
Wow.
Which was equally as totally baffling. And again, you know, it's like I saw a TikTok of Dave just the other day, like yesterday, I guess, of Dave Chappelle he's in Saudi Arabia now for this. And he was, like, putting his hands in some white powder and then holding them up. It was very strange. People were taking pictures of him while he was doing it. It was, I guess, some sort of a, you know, ceremony or a thing they do there. He was, like, completely stone-faced, and it's like, yeah, man, sold your soul.
Yeah, and
sold your soul,
like,
a long time ago, buddy.
How many of these guys are, you know, I'm the free speech comedian. You're never going to tell me what to do or say.
Yeah,
and
good
I
luck
can
doing
get
that
away
there.
Joking with anything because I don't care. I'm the coolest. Oh, wait, $1 million? Okay, you can tell me what
how
to
much
say.
You want
to
bet not would, one joke will be made at the expense of the Saudi.
I was
going
to say, I would love to see the extremely long list of things they were told they are absolutely not to bring up under any circumstances.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Every day, 3:34, 3:35, we welcome Dave Murray back to the show, as we've done for 25 years. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Well, since the last time we talked live, you've had an interesting day. I've had an interesting day.
It's been...
And welcome back, Rachel.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be back.
Get some sanity back to the show.
It was a rough week for the Daves.
Yeah.
So
are you okay? Are you okay? I missed any discussion other
yeah,
than I saw
I'm
the
okay.
Picture.
Like the lady who rear-ended me hit me hard enough that it like jacked me up. You know, just like sore from working out.
Yeah.
But not like I don't think anything's broken or strained or anything like that. I'm feeling fine now. Just found out that there's a 95% chance that she didn't have insurance.
Of course.
Of course. Well, she didn't have any bumpers or license plates, so that, and she got arrested for having 5 warrants. But yeah, I was just texting with Maureen. Like, I'm having trouble dealing with this emotionally. Like, I'm just pissed. Like, how dare you? You know, it's like, God, what? Why am I doing all this stuff?
Yeah, you know, our society is run by some rules and some laws. And you know what? If you're driving a car, you should have license plates, first of all, and you should have insurance.
Yeah.
So and I know people prove they have insurance when they register the car and then they drop it the next, you know, moment. Yeah. Mm.
So tell us about your spill.
Oh, I have an AC joint tear.
Oh.
My right shoulder. And it, you know, it was like a lot of things like this. It was dumb at the time. It didn't seem dumb, but it was about 8:30 at night. I'm playing ball with Snowflake out on the street. And we live on a little bit of an incline. And what she likes to do is I throw the ball and she chases it. And then she goes up about 100 feet or so and then drops it. So it rolls down the hill. And I field it. I pick it up and I throw it again.
That's a fun game.
And it is. She loves it. It's good exercise for her because she does run quite a bit in the process. And it was about the fifth time and she dropped the ball. And it's just not like a baseball or a tennis ball. It's one of these weird, it lights up and it kind of bounces weird at times.
Yeah.
So I go down to field the ball like a good shortstop and it takes a little jag on me and I kind of do a twirl to grab that ball. And then I realized I'm going over.
Oh, ooh. No.
And I tried to save myself. And then as I'm going over, I thought, don't land on your head. Whatever you do, don't land on your head. So I landed on my shoulder. I did not break anything. It hurts like hell, though.
Yeah.
And I did catch the ball.
Hey!
Made the play.
I made the play.
If you hadn't said that, I was going to ask you.
But I told Snowflake, I said, next time, which there may not be a next time we're playing this game, but if it does the same thing, it's going down the street, and it's your responsibility. You need to run and go get it.
So, Dave, for both of us, my auto accident and your fall, time dilates. Walk me through your thoughts as you were falling and right after, like, how bad it was.
I fell, and you know what? When I did it, I mean, it hurt. My shoulder really hurt. I've got a big bruise on this hand. Yeah. I've got little raspberries all over the place. And when I got up, and I got up quickly, and it was like, okay, that hurts. That hurts a lot. And Janice was outside, and I said, okay, come see what I did to myself, because I'm not quite sure what I did to myself. And within like 30 seconds, there's a, it's this part of the shoulder, up the upper part, swelled up to about the size of a softball. And I thought, I hate going to emergency rooms. Janice goes, well, should we go to the emergency room? And I thought, I don't think I broke anything. I didn't hear anything break. And after about 15 minutes, as the pain got worse and worse, I said, we're going to the emergency. I have to find out, did I break my collarbone? Did I break something? And the good news is I didn't. And so that's my line. I'm old. I'm not old, that old, because I didn't break a bone.
There you go.
What's the treatment? Just rest?
The first, and I'm on about, the fourth day now, basically rest, but the orthopedic guy did not want it in a sling. I have a sling. Don't do that. Keep it moving. And don't, if you do a move to a certain level and it starts to hurt, don't do any more.
Okay.
Bring it back down. And a lot of rest. On it, and I don't know, like some kind of, it's not Advil because they didn't want me taking Advil for that long period of time, something like that. They gave me some hardcore stuff that did absolutely nothing, so that's on the back burner. So I'm not taking that anymore. But I've never, I haven't had a lot of accidents in my life, but when I've had Oxy or Percocet or something like that, it never does anything to me.
That's interesting.
I want it to. I really do want it to. But he's like,
please make me
please
feel
do
good.
Something.
Yeah.
Did it freak out Snowflake?
She thought she had done something really wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Poor kid.
And she did. And she did. She was punished thusly, I'm sure.
No. But it was, last night she came, and she does this every once in a while when she gets kind of the whim-whams. And she brought a ball to me, and it's like, can we do this again? And I went, no, we're not doing that again.
I hurt too much.
First of all, I can't even throw it. I mean, I can do an underhand.
So you got to learn to throw lefty.
Yeah. I'm learning to do a lot of things lefty.
I bet sleeping's tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Luckily, we have one of these beds that go up and down. And so I can put it up and I can fall asleep that way because I can't. Obviously, I can't roll to my right.
No.
I'd be through the ceiling. And I'm now at the point where I can go a little bit to the left, but not a heck of a lot. And so I'm okay. I'm okay sleeping at this stage of the game.
Well, that's good. That's
a
big deal, actually.
PT, I see the ortho guy again in about a week or so.
Yeah.
And, that will probably start physical therapy at that point. Got a question here. How old am I?
That's from Jason on the chat.
Yeah, I will be 72 in November.
I thought he was quizzing
November
us.
November 2. Let's go. Rocking November.
November 11th.
You thought what, Andrew?
I thought he was quizzing us for a second. I didn't see the chat.
Andrew's going, out.
Like,
no.
Well, how old am I? And I was like, oh.
I don't know.
Changing topics.
You got to go to the question, right? Do I want to go straight for the to make him take offense, or do I want to really undershoot?
Oh, yeah. That's a horrible. Especially if a woman asks,
guess how old I am?
How old do you think I am?
You're 25.
Yeah, that's right.
I always know because Dave was the same age as my brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And now he's my big brother.
There you go.
Yeah, you feel, Dave, you said like you felt a little dumb when you were falling. My first thought, even before, like when I saw that she was going to hit me, even before I thought this is going to suck, I had stayed after work half an hour to talk to my boss, just shooting the crap. And I thought, if you hadn't stayed after work, left when you're supposed to.
You blame it on him.
Yeah. But then again, you play that out like it could have been worse or something else.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get a little forecast in.
Okay. No change at all. We're stuck. The weather patterns are really stuck from coast to coast. And kind of like we were stuck last week with unsettled weather, we're stuck with this high pressure system now all week long. Low humidity. That's the good deal. The Gulf of Mexico is not being tapped. So, yes, we are warm in the afternoon, probably a good 10, 12 degrees above average. We're 88 on Tuesday, 86 on Wednesday, 88 Thursday and Friday. That will continue through the weekend. But you know what? The mornings are great. The evenings, once the sun goes down, temperatures cool very quickly. They're great. And even an 88, which is going to happen between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon each day, it's still okay. It's still relatively comfortable. We have two hurricanes. Well, we have Umberto. That's staying out. Maybe a problem for Bermuda. We have Melda. That is not, it's not a hurricane yet, but it will turn into one. It's kind of in the Bahamas right now. That thing is going to drift to the north. It will try to take a turn to going out to sea, which I think it will do. There's going to be tremendous surf and rain along the mid-Atlantic coast. But I think the thing could get stuck out there and then start to drift back towards the east coast. That could take quite a while. The pattern is so stuck right now. These things could do whatever they want to do.
All right.
So there. So if you go to the mid-Atlantic coast, you're going to be wet.
Hmm. So Evolution Festival had great weather. That's great.
Oh, man, awesome weather. You know, after the first year, we had thunderstorms, especially the first day. The second year, we had a tropical system come up. The festival, it didn't rain during the festival last year, but we had like 6 inches of rain on the field. It was a bit of a mud fest. The weather was okay for the festival, but this weather was fantastic.
Good deal.
Just fantastic.
All right, buddy. Hope you feel better.
You too. It's just a pride thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Jason says, would love to hear Dave's assessment on the wild card tomorrow. I don't know who I want my assessment. We got Wheeler sitting here. So.
Well, I mean, first of all, I know I did this little rant for you. I'll do it quickly here. But Major League Baseball just has to stop with this mistake that they make every year in the playoffs and putting games in the afternoon. I understand what they want. What they want is the big national TV rating number for when the Dodgers are on or when the Yankees are on. So they don't want games on opposite each other. They don't want four games at once or two games at one time and two games at another time. They don't want to split their audience. But you're literally hosing every fan that's in the afternoon cities. So every fan in Cleveland, Detroit, San Diego, Chicago, they're all going to be playing nothing but day games. So all those people that want to watch their team play in the playoffs while they're at work are just screwed because Major League Baseball needs to go for the big rating number because they're trying to get that rating number to look great. You know, it's all for show and it's probably some to sell to the networks down the road. But you're taking four fan bases, four cities who have followed their team. So the Cubs and the Padres play tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Time. That's noon on the West Coast. Padres fans are going to miss this. I don't understand why you're going to take these fan bases that have rooted for teams all year. They get attached. They have this. And then now they're just completely shut out. And, well, we got to have the Yankees and the Dodgers. How about you put the Yankees on in the afternoon for a change? But everybody in flyover country.
Pretty naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it every year. And it's always going to be Yankees and Dodgers. And the Dodgers at least have the cover of being on the West Coast. So you don't want to be playing them at, you know, noon Eastern or whatever. I get some of it. But move it around a little bit. Or just play them all at night. So fans, I mean, are you about the fans or not? Because if you're about the fans, let them all have their playoff primetime team to watch. As opposed to, you know, not getting to watch it and then maybe watching the later game because you're invested in the playoffs. That aside, it's a fascinating wild card round, man. It is really, like, Reds-Dodgers is really interesting. The Reds barely squeaked in, by the way. Ha-ha, Mets missed the playoffs.
How about that?
$340 million payroll. And that goes to what Bernie says all the time, what Matt Pauly and I say all the time, what Tom Ack. The payroll is not the concern. It's not about how much money you spend. It's about how well you put together your team, and the Mets just didn't have the pitching to do it, so they missed the playoffs with a $340 million payroll. But Reds-Dodgers is incredibly interesting, right? I mean, the Dodgers have a bullpen that's and they're another team. You know, they were disappointing this year. They're the third best division winner in the National League with the highest payroll in the sport. And they have a bullpen that's a major question going into the playoffs. The Reds aren't loaded, but the Reds have some pitching, some starting pitching. Like, Hunter Green's a legit dude. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Reds made that interest. The Dodgers are better. Dodgers are better. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Reds made it a little interesting. Padres-Cubs is going to be fun. That's a good series.
Would you like to see the Reds win?
I would. I would love to see that happen for the same reason I'm happy the Mets missed the playoffs. And it's not because I care about those teams. I don't hate the Dodgers. I don't hate the Mets. But I do kind of hate the whole arrogance of we're smarter because we can spend more. Like, you're not smarter. You're just doing what rich people can do. You can buy more stuff.
Those guys have a bad lisp.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why I go right into what's his name's character in the Blades of Glory. I have no idea why I do that. But every time I'm talking about somebody I don't like, that's what I do. But Padres-Cubs is a fascinating series. Flip the coin there. The Cubs were the better team in the regular season, but the Padres are close. And the Padres, if you're behind the Padres after four innings, you're done. They have by far the best playoff bullpen. They can go five innings and have it covered. Tigers-Guardians just got done playing each other, and that's a whole thing because Tigers blew a big lead. The Guardians are one that took it from them. And then Red Sox-Yankees. It's a great round.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.